The Jennifer Morgue, Disc 5.
Chapter 7. Nightmare Beach. I'm 2 kilometres down the road to Grand Case and the coastal route to Marigot when I realise I'm being tailed. I'm crap at this private eye stuff, but it's not exactly rocket science on St. Martin. The roads are only 2 lanes wide. There's a Suzuki SUV about 1/4 kilometre behind me. I speed up, it speeds up. I slow down, it slows down. So I pull over and park at a tourist spot and watch it tool past. Just before the next bend in the road, it pulls over. How tedious, I think. Then I get on the ethereal blower. Ramona, you busy?
Powdering my nose. What's up?
I stare at the car ahead of me, trying to visualize it well enough to shove it at her as a concrete image. I've got company, the unwelcome kind.
Surprise!
I can feel her chuckle.
What did you do to annoy them?
Oh, this and that. I'm not about to go into my snooping activities just yet. Billington's yacht is anchored off North Point, and some of the locals aren't too happy about it.
Surprise indeed. So what's with the car?
They've been tailing me. I sound a bit peevish to myself, petulant even. And Billington's got the marina under surveillance. He's using seagulls as watchers. That makes me nervous. I couldn't care less about the flying sea rats, but I'm not terribly happy about the fact that someone aboard that yacht has got the news to run the invocation of Al Harijun on them, not to mention having enough spare eyeballs to monitor the surveillance take from several hundred zombie seagulls.
So why don't you lose them?
I take a deep breath. That would entail breaking the traffic regulations, you know? I'm not supposed to do that. It's called drawing undue attention to yourself. Besides, there's a whole stack of documents to file, starting with a form A19B. Or they'll throw the book at me. I could lose my license.
What, your license to kill?
No, my license to drive. I thump the steering wheel in frustration. This isn't some kind of spy farce. I'm just a civil servant. I don't have a license to kill, or authorization to poke my nose into random corners of the world and meet interesting people and hurt them. Capiche? For a moment, I feel dizzy. I pinch the bridge of my nose and take a deep breath. My vision fades out for a scary moment, then comes back with this weird sense that I'm looking through 2 sets of eyes at once. What the fuck?
It's me, Bob. I can't keep this up for long. Look, you see that SUV parked ahead?
Yeah. I'm looking at it, but it doesn't register.
The guy who just got out of it and is walking towards you is carrying a gun, and he doesn't look particularly friendly. Now, I know you're hung up on the speed limit and stuff, but can I suggest you...
There is one good thing about driving a smart car. It has a turning cycle tighter than Ramona's hips. I hit the gas and yank the wheel and make the tires squeal, rocking from side to side so badly that for a moment I'm afraid the tiny car is about to topple over. The bad guy raises his pistol slowly, but I've floored the accelerator, and it's not that slow in a straight line. My wards are prickling and tickling like a sandstorm, and there's a faint blue aura crawling over the dash. Something smacks into the tailgate. A stray pebble, I tell myself, as I swerve back up the coast road toward Orléans.
I knew you could do it!
Ramona enthuses like she's channeling a cheerleader.
What did you do to get them riled up like that?
I asked about Mark. I glance in the mirror and flinch. My tail is back in the SUV and has gotten it turned around. It's kicking up a plume of dust as it follows me. I swerve wildly to overtake a Taurus full of pensioners who are drifting along the crest of the road with their left turn signal flashing continuously. Then I overcompensate to avoid rolling the smart.
That wasn't very fucking clever of you, was it?
She asks sharply.
Why did you do it?
Irrelevant distractions nag at the edges of my perception. A twin-engine pond hopper buzzes overhead on final approach into Grand Case Airport. I wanted to see if my suspicions were correct. And if I was dreaming or not.